Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich. Please note this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. I'm highly biased in my view because it's my personal largest holding and they were once a blog sponsor. Given what I had gone through with my previous large holding, the safer exercise would be to say little or nothing. But this situation, North Isle Copper and Gold, is so compelling, I risk even more egg on my face if that's possible. I think there are a few critical bullish factors to point out before getting into Pacific review. One is, as I start every commentary, this is not investment advice. I share what I'm doing for myself with those clients, friends, and followers who request I do, and use my X page, blog, and YouTube channel to do so. You truly must be prepared to mentally and financially lose part of all your capital. It took a huge loss financially recently, and the mental anguish from it was at times unbearable. While the metal prices themselves have greatly outperformed general equities and bonds, and even major gold producers have seen record free cash flow and nice gains in their share prices, the junior resource sector, while off its bottom, is not remotely close to what it once was in past cycles. I have discussed this often in recent years, noting how the number of people looking at this sector was dramatically lower for a variety of reasons. Institutional interest also fell off the face of the earth and is only now first showing a heartbeat again. And many who do play this sector continuously forget that failure is the norm in this business and aren't using capital that they can truly afford to lose. The upside to this and what makes North Isle Copper and Gold so special in my eyes is that an inefficient market unlike any other time in my 40 years in and around this sector now exists. That has created, in my eyes, an extraordinary opportunity over the next couple years for us to understand and appreciate the rational speculation model that now exists. I don't think this window is going to stay open for long in general, and especially for North Isle Copper and Gold. So with this in mind, let me share with you what I took away from Sam Lee's latest comments and what I believe on my own. I do think it's important to know that I view Sam and his many skills extraordinary and light years ahead of the last major holding of mine. In addition, the addition of board member Alex Davison a few months ago was a critical bullish factor for me. It's obvious now that the company has the necessary capital to facilitate their plans and to remind oneself that they have achieved every previous stated objective in a timely and productive manner. Sam noted that 85% of the financing was taken by institutions and cornerstone investors. He also stated that there were 7 very large billion-dollar-plus funds who partook in this. And of course, to me, and I believe others will agree, having the second largest metals and mining company in the world participating, who also brings great branding awareness as British Columbia's largest metals and mining company, was uplifting to know and see as well. There are many bullish factors that I can share in my discussion, but the most key for me now are as follows. He stated that the size and growth of the company is expected to grow by a factor of 4 by October, including the number of drills turning. The first phase program, exploration program, started long before the financing, was stated as 3/4 of the way done, and the reporting of those results in the coming weeks is expected. It's critical to appreciate the expectation is this is already an exceptional PEA that can be greatly enhanced by these results and make the anticipated PFS study in 2026 even more important. The fact that they plan on continuing developing this already excellent project of 7 million ounces of gold and 3 billion pounds of copper, while true blue elephant hunting that I will touch on in a moment will occur, assures plenty of news flow well into 2026. What I suspect the institutions who partook in this financing grasp, but many in the general investing public haven't copped onto just yet, is what is taking place on who, what, and how this elephant hunting is all about and how special it really is. This is one of the two key intangibles that people may overlook for this exceptional value still offered. The other is how massive political support in general, and for this project specifically, is now. To be asked to go on a trade mission to Japan and South Korea at this point in the company's growth cycle clearly suggests that both provincial and federal government folks in Canada recognize that this is indeed the largest copper gold project in North America not yet owned by a major. There are several more bullish factors, but I'll finish on one of the most critical ones: the skill of the company and Sam specifically on how to tell the story at a time when they're surely going to stand out among the crowd. Sam noting how he personally feels each morning and knowing the many mediums he has before him to expand the following gives me great comfort, especially when I know how poorly the previous play was in this area. I again remind you not to even consider this until you clearly have the mental and financial ability to take risks associated with it and have discussed it with someone expertise in this in financial matters in general, and particularly those of this speculation. For me, I'm like Sam now. I can't wait to see what the next day, week, month, or year will bring for North Isle Copper and Gold.